Wonderful, and the heron knows its way. And that is almost like, and the opening aspect of the talk is that we all know a way. There is always the way, and there are all paths to the things that we are desiring, all paths to, maybe should I say, to God? God is the way we are expressed in our physical human bodies, and our thoughts, our processing is absolutely what the consciousness of what we know God to be. So, one, we have to, I would encourage you, encourage us to trust the process that we know our way. Just like the heron. So today, we heard such, we always hear amazing things about Kani. And again, Kani, congratulations. So deserving. When you started these photograph, taking photographs of birds and, it was just very subtle, just something that you wanted to do. And your enthusiasm caught on. It pulled us. It moved us to that space where we are like, what is Connie going to show next? And how is she going to exuberantly explain her photographs? And that's it about you. You are that, you almost sort of get up with a smile on your face. Maybe not every time. But the idea of what do you put out there is that there's magic. There's magic about about being ourselves, about trusting ourselves and trusting our own uniqueness, right? So there are people who get up and they have the smile on their faces and they're about they sort of know what they are about, and they move through their day with determination and a way of being that, okay, I know what I am here for, and I know what I am going to achieve, right? There are people also that don't feel like that sometimes, and I am included, right? I sometimes don't get up with a smile on my face sometimes because there are just a whole lot of stuff that I might have been thinking about and wanting answers and maybe wanting immediate answers, right? So sometimes we don't do that, but there is a study that showed that people who sort of get up with this idea, the glowing idea of their own sense of self, their natural smiling faces. They are moving into that space where they're full, feeling very fully self-expressed. There is a study that says that they get things done, right? Some people live this sort of joyous, contented lives because they are, right? And they could be very productive people. And it doesn't have to be smiling all the time. It doesn't have to be that they're getting up and they really know what they want. But in a sense, they kind of get up with purpose, right? And so they are sort of dubbed as productive people. Yet at the same time, life just doesn't work like that for everyone. And sometimes we may get up missing that idea of what am I going to do today? What is my purpose today? I may not have that enthusiasm for life and for the adventures of I'm going to go take see how many herons I can photograph today, right? But at the same time, we just know that, that is how some people present and how we also would present. Yet does that say, does that define us, right? And so we have to move into that place of knowing, what is it? How is it I am defined, right? And one of the answers I have figured out is we all got that special something within us. If it is in one of us, and I choose Connie again, it is in all of us, all right? So be not dismayed. All is not lost, right? So we all have that special something in us that wants to get out and to make us feel, enamored, make us feel that we have to express life and to move life in the way we want it. The answer, in a sense, would come from how are we going to create it, right? So we all know what we, what we need to look for and what we need to understand is that what we believe would drive our energy to produce our experience. So what we believe has a lot to do with what concepts am I holding on to about me, all right? So when it comes to the anatomy of healing prayer, on page 153, it says, now we have to feel the absolute independence of what we are doing, the absolute authority of what we are doing as well. I don't believe words have much power unless there is authority in them. So I think the authority is not an assumption, and I don't think the authority is merely an affirmation or a vehement proclamation. I'm reading this, so I want to get to a point here. So it is the authority of the knowledge of the way that it has to be. It is the authority of somebody who said, I will plant this seed and it will produce a plant. This is absolute authority. So the idea of knowing that I hold the seed, and if I plant that seed, I already know that that seed is a plant, right? So the authority that when we, I'm talking about myself, and I get up in the morning, right? And I say to myself, why am I not smiling? Why am I not feeling energized? Why am I not feeling that? We have to go right back to the basic idea of what is it that I believe, right? And so Ernest Holmes talked about a watch, right? He said, are you going to see a watch and call it a clock? Or would you firmly believe that this is a watch? And so we have to, at some point in our upbringing, to get back to that space of, is this a watch? Is this the energy that I want? Is this the seed that I want to plant? And then that kind of moves us into the, here's the seed that I want to plant today, right? It could be very disconcerting for some people, as sometimes we interpret it as failure. We interpret our lives as, oh my gosh, nothing is happening or nothing good is happening. We interpret trials and tribulations as really bad, horrible, right? And so a lot of the idea of having it done to you shows up as life is happening to me. So that shows me up as, oh my goodness, look what is happening. I am a victim, right? But from our reading, Ernest Holmes is encouraging us to move out of that space of life happening to us and to move us into the idea of creating the life in us, creating the life we want. We want to associate our self-expression with the activities that we are wanting to move into, right? Now, sometimes I would say easier said than done, but at the same time, it is a science, right? It is very mathematically correct that if I put this out, then I'm going to get that. If I put the other out, I'll get the other response. So we got to be very careful about what are the beliefs that are driving us. Are the belief are you thinking that, I don't know if this is even a seed, I don't know if it's going to even grow, I don't even know if there's a plant going to come from it. So today I want to encourage you to move into that space of having your belief drive the energy, having your belief drive the experience that you would like to see happen in your life, right? What that is the surety that God is. So we talk about the oneness of God. We talk about the fullness and the presence of God in everything, in each and every atom, in each and every molecule, God is, right? And so if we get to recognize that there is only one and that there is a power for good in the universe and we can use it, then we got to look at that seed and say, yes, it is a seed, and put a name to it. What is this seed that I'm going to plant today, right? You still may not feel very effervescent about it. You still may not feel that, oh my God, today is a big old smiling day. Today I get up and I'm laughing and I'm having the wind at my back. It may not be that day. But we got to also remember that whatever we sow, we will reap, right? And I'm not talking about being malicious or anything about that. I'm just talking about the scientific nature of the universe, of God, right? So Ernest Holmes, being one of those earlier metaphysicians, he literally was able to tap into how to use the mind to co-create, and listen to the word, co-create the universe, right? Because it's all God, and it's God in and as and through me, right? So Ernest Holmes helped us how to use our thoughts constructively to get the results we want. And a big part of those results is what he constructed as treatment or spiritual mind treatment. He found that it was very affirmed that if we know and we have agreed that this is who and what God is, then if we believe that is all one, and God is one in and as and through us, then that energy that we are calling forth is also already the energy that is God, right? So it's a little rearranging from my perspective, because I do have my disempowering days. I do have those days when I send out my prayer request needing help and support, support in the sense that if one person knows the truth, listen, truth isn't this person knows it and then the next word. Truth is, if one person knows it, it's almost like the world knows it. It's almost like 1,000 people know it. And that is part of the reason. I don't know exactly where I found that. But that was very enlivening for me to hear, by sending out one prayer request and one, at least one person in the count of all powerful prayers in our study group. If one person knows the truth, it is already done. And so I held on to that. I held on to the idea that if I can't feel it within myself, then I just need to be in that space where I could move my thought into still not a negative space, but move my thought into higher ground and say, know it for me, please. That's why there are practitioners, right? Practitioners have studied and learned and became very, very versed in the idea of knowing what God is, knowing the oneness of God, knowing the goodness, knowing what the nature of God is. And as practitioners know this, they don't know it only for themselves, they know it for everyone, right? There are mystics in our midst, and mystics just, it's like they inherently know this, and so they know the truth. And so we are in a powerful community where it doesn't matter what we want to call this God or this energy. It is that this is who we are. That is what beats our heart. That is the life that we are. It is God. And we can call that God Gale, or we can go call that God Divine Presence, or we can call that God Felisa and Felicia, right? We can call that God anything, because whatever that stuff is, that is exactly who we are and how we show up, all right? So regardless of the idea of, you know, how we feel that we should be called or how we feel we should be empowered, we got to know that the universal principle works the same every time. Even if you don't believe in it, it doesn't mean it ain't gonna work. It still works. And I am encouraging you and myself, because I have moments of doubts, I am encouraging you to remember that that universal presence, that universal principle is the seed that we have that can move us into that place where we say, I am going to get a plant. You've got to believe it. You've got to believe it, right? So the universe has certain laws of manifestation, and as we align ourselves with them, we can really do a lot of benefit for ourselves, but we can also do a lot of benefit for everyone else, right? So the universe works when we think it does, and it works when we think it doesn't, all right? So again, our belief system, right? If we think it's not going to work, then what, right? So that is that's another aspect of, it doesn't change the idea that it works or it doesn't, but it changed the idea of how we see it, all right? So as amazing people as we are, I just encourage you to allow the law of the universe to work for you. Pay attention to the things you want to see happen. Know that there is an easy and effortless flow. There is nothing that is overwhelming and that will overpower you into doing a certain thing. The universe is love. The universe is caring. There is like a list of many, many universal qualities, right? So choose the quality that you want to see in your life. Choose the quality of God that shows up as what it is I want to see happen. So for example, sometimes I get up and I feel discombobulated, you know, upside down. And I know I want balance, right? Well, it's there. We don't feel it. We don't know it in that now moment. But for most of us, I call you disciples in a sense. We have been studying this, philosophy for a long time, and we have proven that it works, right? So if I am wanting balance, what do I know about the universe? What do I know about God? We know that God is balance. God is whole. There is nothing outside of God that is not in sync with how the universe flows. The flow is absolutely that self-expressive flow. The flow is guidance. The flow is courage. The balance that we seek is very dynamic, it's very secure, yet at the same time, we got to encourage ourselves that I know that God is balance. I know that God is renewal. I know that there is nothing under the sun, because every moment is a new moment. And so we move into that space of life showing up as purpose, life showing up as nurturing, life showing up as focus. All right. And so as we think of balance, we take that seed and we plant it out there and said, I am going to get a tree called balance. And one of the things that I was reading Roy Eugene Davis is about when we are, maybe it might not be him, but it's one of the readings here. When we are really praying, let's say, for balance, or we are praying for peace, or we are praying for guidance, right? The author encouraged us to stay focused on what we want, right? So if it is that I moved into prayer and say, I am knowing balance in my life, I know the universe is in one easy, free flow. I know that the universe has no confusion. I know everything is in its place and everything is in its time. I know that everything works out perfectly in the universe. So don't just say it and then walk away. The author encouraged us to stay there. Stay there until we feel a semblance of peace, until we feel a semblance of guidance in our life, until we feel a semblance of balance. And a semblance of balance could show up as, okay, I have a little more confidence than when I started. I feel I can go make a better decision about that. Or the semblance of balance could say, you know, I am going to trust my heart that whatever I do would be the thing that I need to do. Actually, stop saying it's the right thing or the wrong thing. Just say, this is how I am intuitively led. This is how my heart is telling me that I need to move into. And in that space, as we move into that areas of what it is we are wanting, what we have literally done is to call forth that spirit quality, that God quality. And as we call for that God quality, we recognize that this God quality is in me already, as me, showing up as me. But now it's becoming more unfolding, right? And as it's unfolding, I go back to that place where I'm having my problem. And I start declaring that my problem is flowing easily and effortlessly because there is balance in my life. And then we give thanks. We stay in a space of thanksgiving that we are able to see and understand that God is and that God flows in and through and as me, showing up as what it is I want. I could want anything like to be nurturing. I could be wanting to be anything as fabulous and fantastic, right? Stay there until you feel a little bit of it and constantly be in a space of talking to God, I'm going to say, but you are literally speaking from that scientific basis that as I speak my word, it is done. And the idea that knowing that these qualities are of God and that this is who God is, we just pull that right into the next level. If God is creative, if God is grace, if God is power, if God is enlightenment, then I am that because there is only one. And so I pull that power within me. I pull that enlightenment within me. I pull forgiveness within me. I pull how to communicate within me because there is always, always a flow of ease and grace and peace. There is never, ever a sense of confusion in God. So if you still feel confusion, stay there just a little while longer and say, I am peace. I am grace. I am balance. I am caring. I am healing. I am clarity. Bring those qualities in, move them through, and then sanctify your what is going on in your life with it. And say, my whatever I'm going through right now is balance. I can see it happening, and be thankful, and then say, let it go. And why we let it go? We let it go because it's happening. There's nothing to hold on to in God because God is ever present. And everything that is happening now. 2 minutes ago, it's gone. We are back into our now, right? So stay there. Don't get defeated. Don't get discombobulated. Don't be in a space where you're giving up. And even though you feel that you're giving up, know that there are other people who can pray for you, who can know the truth about what you're going through because they know that God is that. So thank you so much. I so appreciate you all. And I hope that this has come in a space where, you know, we all can really share and learn with each other.